What's up, sunshine? I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It is Tuesday, February 25th. And did you know, on this date, way back in 1870, Hiram Rhodes Revels became the first African-American to be sworn into the U.S. Senate. There's a little Black History Month fun fact for you to start the show. Now it's time to help you fuel your mind and get you caught up on the latest news from around the world in no more than 10 minutes. Lots to get to, not a lot of time to do it. So let's get to it. We start today in Germany, which elected a new ruling party in national elections over the weekend. Chancellor Olaf Scholz conceded defeat for his center-left Social Democratic Party to conservative Christian Democrats, who will now lead the next coalition government. Germany holds democratic elections, much like those in the U.S., but their system of government is a parliamentary one. Legislative power lies in the democratically elected parliament of Germany called the Bundestag. So voters choose the members of parliament and their political parties, who are then given seats in the Bundestag based on those votes. Now, voters don't directly elect the chancellor, but the outcome of the parliamentary vote determines which party leader gets the role. Elections to the Bundestag take place every 4 years, but last November, members of the parliament, unhappy with Chancellor Scholz's firing of a finance minister, led to a no-confidence vote. Now, that's a vote parliament takes to determine if a majority of members no longer support the leader in power. Chancellor Scholz lost that vote of confidence, which triggered early parliamentary elections that took place over the weekend. Now, Friedrich Merz is set to lead Europe's biggest economy and most populous country after his center-right Christian Democratic Union Party won more than 28% of the vote. Without an absolute majority, he and his party will begin the work to form a power-sharing arrangement with other political parties, creating a coalition government to lead the executive. Pop quiz hotshot, which of these is the only active volcano on mainland Europe? Mount Etna, Mount Vesuvius, Mount Elbrus, or Katla? If you said Mount Vesuvius, you are correct. The active volcano located on the Italian peninsula last erupted in March of the year 1944. Mount Vesuvius may have erupted 80 years ago, but it's best known for the eruption that occurred in 79 AD, covering the ancient city of Pompeii in volcanic ash for thousands of years. Archaeologists have spent centuries unearthing the well-preserved ancient city in Italy and continue making discoveries even today, and we're getting a glimpse of the high-end resort-like destinations that people were enjoying nearly 2,000 years ago. Our Ben Wiedemann is there to show us around a lavish spa complex that's recently been unearthed in Pompeii.
Around noon in AD 79, Mount Vesuvius began to erupt. If they were lucky, residents managed to flee. The rest were dead.
For centuries afterwards, Pompeii was largely forgotten, until the middle of the 1700s, when digging began in earnest.
The site is so vast, and it's, 13,000 rooms excavated in 2.5 centuries.
There are still new discoveries. The latest, this lavish complex of baths, including a caldarium, a hot room, a tepidarium, a warm room, and a frigidarium, a room with a pool of cold water, and a banquet hall.
Now, one of the reasons why Pompeii is so well preserved is that when the eruption of Vesuvius took place, it was covered by this pumice, lightweight solidified lava.
Running is an activity that tends to bring up some strong opinions. People either love it or they loathe it. Having said that, we're finding it's more popular than ever, with running clubs popping up in cities all over the world and marathons seeing record numbers of participants. Well, our very own health writer, Madeline Holcomb, was never a fan of running, but she did some work for us to find out how maybe we could learn to like it. Check out the tips she got from an Olympian while training for a 5K.
I'm Madeline Holcomb. I'm a wellness writer for CNN, and I am on a journey to try to like running. I want to, when I wake up in the morning, feel motivated to run and not dread it like I do now.
And so many don't dread running. There's been record attendance at marathons everywhere, from London to New York. So I asked for some help, because in 1 month, I want to run my first 5K. I decided to bring in an expert, running coach and Olympian Julie Benson.
there's a saying in the running community that our sport is your sport's punishment. You know, there's still this little kind of negative connotation when it comes to running. The first 3 weeks are very tough.
Honestly, that one was kind of discouraging.
Start in very small segments and work the running segments up a little bit more. Try not to add more than maybe 10% to each run. So if you're doing 30 minutes of 60 seconds jog, 60 seconds walk, that's 15 minutes of running. So your next run shouldn't be much more total than 16 or 17 minutes and just keep going that way. You will turn that corner one day and all of a sudden you're going to say, oh my gosh, I just ran 4 minutes in a row without stopping.
Well, it is early, it's cold, but it is race day, and after a little over a month of trying to put running into practice, I'm excited, but I'm also kind of nervous. Of course, my competitive nature is a little bit worried that I'm going to come in dead last.
1 minute. I finished,
which was really exciting. This has really taught me that you can't go 100%, 100% of the time. And learning how to pace myself, I think, really made a difference. If I'm being totally honest, running still isn't my passion. I still am a dance, Pilates, martial arts class kind of gal, but I do feel good afterward, and I do enjoy it along the way, and I'm excited to have running as another tool in my physical fitness tool belt.
Now to a story about the power of having a positive attitude during tough times or awkward moments. Terrence Shannon Jr., drafted last year in the first round by the Minnesota Timberwolves, was being celebrated at his alma mater, the University of Illinois. They retired his jersey, and then this happened. At his jersey retirement ceremony, the school accidentally displayed his jersey and banner upside down. Embarrassing. A viral moment for Terrence, his family, the school. But here's why Terrence Shannon Jr. is today's difference maker. He used an awkward moment to do something awesome for kids. He's making shirts that say, "When life has you upside down, turn it around." And proceeds will go to the local Boys and Girls Club where he volunteered in college. Here's his former head coach, Brad Underwood, on how proud he is of Terrence.
We messed it up. And for the character of that young man to come out and do what he did today, made a shirt if you haven't seen it, you know, when life turns your world upside down. And I challenge every business in Champaign, I challenge every alum, go buy it, because it's all going to the Boys and Girls Club. He's not out trying to profit off of it. Man, I couldn't be any more proud of the way that young man handled that situation, his moment, all the work that went into that, his moment. And then to turn it around and give it all to charity speaks volumes.
Well done, Terrence. It's not what happens to you in life that matters most. It's how you work through it that truly matters. Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is what happens when you mix horseback riding and skiing. Skijoring! Yes, an actual winter sport where a skier is pulled by a rider on horseback, reaching up speeds up to 35 miles per hour. Through an obstacle course, no less. Jumps, ring grabs. The Wood River Valley Extreme Skijoring Association in Idaho had a record of 135 teams competing this year for a combined prize of $10,000. Giddy up. Our shout out today is going to Stillwell Middle School in Stillwell, Oklahoma. Rise up. And to my friends I met last week, the Spartans of Ricori High School in Cold Spring, Minnesota. What up, Lakeland? And we see you, Miss Woods. Now, tomorrow is hashtag Your Word Wednesday. You know the drill. Follow me at Koi Wire on the socials. Put your unique vocabulary word in the comment section on my most recent post with your school, teacher's name, your mascot if you like. We're going to choose one fun winner to work into tomorrow's show. See you tomorrow, superstar. I'm Koi Wire, and we are CNN 10.